Bez Hashem, Rabbeisai, we continue with Shari Chua Shar Beis Ois Tes. This is Shir number 102. And we're discussing a lengthy conversation here from the Ben Yoyin and Shari Chuva to arouse ourselves to do Chuva. What's the second point that we're discussing here? Is that when a person gets older in life, now no matter what stage and age a person is, he's getting older. Baruch Hashem, we're getting older. But he's specifically referring to the ages of 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, Bezus Hashem. We should approach these years with the attitude and the mindset of putting more and more of the physical taivas oilam hazeh behind us. You ever see a 95-year-old man driving this neon yellow car, speeding down the road? You're wondering, something's a little off with this. Something's a little off with this. Now, I don't know how you know he's 95, but he looks 95. This is a person who didn't understand what Rabbeinu Yoyin is telling us here. That doesn't mean you can't enjoy the beautiful world Hashem gave us. You take an apple, you take a peach, whatever, you take a delicious peach, and you bite into a fresh, juicy peach, you make a eights, and you enjoy it. And there are other ways to enjoy this world. Says Rabbeinu Yoyin, when a person reaches the age of 90, the Mishnah says, and we should all be zeichet to reach that age, b'gzunt, v'mashal rabbe tishim l'suach. What does it mean when the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, betishim l'suach? What's l'suach? So he tells us l'suach is based on the Lashon in the Tehillim, yishpoich sichoi. He pours forth his speech. And where else do you find this? Go back to Bereishis. Yitzchok was l'suach basode. Yitzchok Avinu went out l'suach basode. He went to speak in the field. This l'suach is a reference to Vayetzis Yitzchok l'suach basode, of davening to Hashem. There are times that learning could be too difficult to comprehend everything. So you know what? You take out the chosh of a sefer called Tehillim, and you pour out your heart and you say Tehillim. They say over the story, I think I saw this in the introduction to Rav Avram Chaim Feuer's unbelievable sefer on Tehillim, his explanation. She wrote, I don't know, maybe 30 years ago, 25 years ago, more than that even. And he brings down the Maisa, I believe, over there, about a Zaken, an older man, who sat in the Beis Medrash day after day, turning the pages of his Sefer Tehillim. He minded his own business, and people watched him. One day, he was called up to Yeshiva Shamayla. He was called up to Yeshiva Shamayla. He was Nifter. The Rav of the city, someone had a dream. And in the dream, they were told, you better leave that town that they were in, because a pogrom is going to come. Until that tzaddik was alive, until he was alive, and every day he was saying Tehillim, he was giving a protection to the whole